Hey, you all. Welcome back to the Definitely Not Simple Life podcast. Here are your hosts, Angela at Axe and Root Homestead, Mandy at Wild Oak Farms, and Renee at Mountain Woods Farm. Enjoy.
This episode of the podcast is proudly sponsored by ManaPro Homestead. Animals are an important part of our lives. That's why we help them grow and thrive, treating them as well as they treat us, to make their lives as best as they can be. ManaPro, nurturing life. Visit ManaPro.com and follow us at ManaPro Homestead.
Welcome to this episode of the Definitely Not Simple Life podcast. Very excited to have a special guest joining Mandy and Renee and myself today. So for this episode, we are going to talk about some very small, sweet little critters. Well, they're not that small, but they are on the smallerish side of the horse group, but they have a very big impact. So we have Chris from Mane in Heaven, which is a miniature therapy horse organization, joining us today. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and Mane in Heaven?
Yes. So I've been volunteering with Mane in Heaven for 3 years. I'm one of the board of directors. It's a wonderful organization. We do so much good for people. And truly, it's kind of therapy for me also and our volunteers. And it's truly been a blessing in my life. I'm so grateful to be a member of this group. We connect people with miniature therapy horses, and it promotes empathy, kindness, and overall well-being. And the horses do their job well, I have to say. It's amazing.
Sounds amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about, I think a lot of the people listening want to maybe first of all dive into some of the details about mini horses.
Yes.
And what makes them different from your standard larger horse breed. So maybe we could touch a little bit on these smaller guys and their care, and then we can get really into your therapy and your organization's offerings.
Okay. So minis are great. Like any horse, like you have large horses, right? Mm-hmm. They have this unique ability to connect with people, to respond. And these minis love attention. They love to engage. They love attention. And just having the uniqueness of their size, making them different from like a larger horse, it's just amazing for the people we visit. Like we come off the elevator and holy cow, they see a horse coming off the elevator and it's a little one, you know, so that is really cool. But also their difference in size kind of opens up conversations about inclusion and how differences are good and it's good to be different. But also with their size, it's nice because we go, you know, if we're going into hospital rooms, we have to navigate in that small space. So their size really does come into play. They're very similar to a large horse, except for their size. In fact, they are horses, not ponies. They are American miniature horse. It's a breed. And like a big horse, they need to visit the farrier every 4 to 6 weeks. We have equine vets that visit regularly. Some things that we have to be careful with the mini horses is their teeth can become overcrowded in their mouth. So that's something that's a little from a big horse. Colic can be prevalent with the minis. And we have to be really careful not to give them treats and overfeed them because weight management is a must with them. So
that's interesting. So I have drafts. This is Angela speaking. I have 2 Clydesdales. So I'm on the opposite end of the horse spectrum. And you mentioned teeth overcrowding and you mentioned overfeeding and potential colic issues. Mm-hmm. So with the drafts, we run into sort of a predisposition for PSSM, which is a sugar irregularity. And so for that reason, I cannot overfeed my horses and I have to pay attention to what time they're out on pasture for grass because of the sugar content in the grass. So do you actually have to keep pasture and grass ingestion in mind as well?
Definitely. Yes. Because, you know, they love to eat that grass, especially in the spring when it's just coming in. And yeah, they can definitely overeat. So we do have to keep an eye on that, manage that.
And with minis, I presume that because they are still horses, they need just as much turnout as the big guys.
Yes,
correct?
They do. Yep. And they, and being the minis love to play. Oh my gosh. They love to be let out and play with each other. It's so fun to watch.
That must be so cute. And as I'm listening to you talk, Chris, I'm like, I think minis might be my spirit animal.
Yes.
Because they like to, right? Because they like to eat. And I, you know, I live in Colorado and we wear sweaters a lot. And I just die when I go to your Instagram feed because the minis are dressed in the cutest, like most stylish, like more fashionable than me. I can say that.
Yes, me too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I know, like, as this podcast comes out on Friday, and so many of our listeners are going to go ahead and head to your Instagram page, and they are just going to be delighted like I am just to go through and scroll and see these minis and these sweaters. They are just adorable. Right. Now, is it more for just fashion for these minis, or it, does it really serve a purpose?
It does. It does keep them warm. Although they are super furry right now, I cannot wait to see them when they shed, because especially our little babies, because we haven't seen their, you know, summer coat yet. But yeah, and they're super cute. And that's one great thing about the minis. Like, you can't help but smile when you see them. Right?
Sure. So true. It's so true. Sweater or no sweater.
Exactly.
They have me smiling for sure. And I'm picturing them just like frolicking and chasing each other and running and playing. So cute. So I want to know, Chris, so therapy work is very near and dear to my heart. I don't do it with any of my farm animals, but I have Newfoundland dogs here. They have their therapy dog titles. So I definitely understand where you're coming from and speaking from your heart, how much it means to go and visit, you know, people in the hospital or like senior care centers. So I definitely can relate to that for sure. So what was the inspiration behind forming this therapy program?
Well, the founding members, you know, wanted to bring like the love of horses and serving people together, right? So they saw these mini horses from different organizations on social media and things working as therapy animals, and they wanted to bring it to the Chicagoland area. So we've grown to offering a continuum of therapy for families with children. And these children have, you know, complex medical needs, the disabilities, seniors we visit, veterans, and others who can benefit from them. That warm, fuzzy feeling that they bring.
Absolutely. There's nothing like seeing the patient's face and their expression completely change. I mean, I've seen such a difference. We get invited to like birthday parties. I'm sure you do too, like at the children's hospital, you know, where they request an animal to go. So
yes,
it's just, there's nothing like it. So if somebody was thinking that they wanted to get started and they were interested in maybe pursuing this, you know, program, where would you tell them? Like, where do you find like these good animals? Because not every animal is going to be a great service animal. You know, we know that. Not every animal is cut out to be a therapy animal. It's not just temperament, but some of them just really don't like to be in small elevators like you were talking about, or, you know, these small rooms. It's like beeping things and lines everywhere, or being surrounded by people. And I know that's so important. So how did you and your organization find these animals that were just appropriate for this program?
Well, when we look for a mini, we always look for a mini that is very curious, and that engages well with people, and even that they're okay to be away from their herd for a period of time. You know, I would ride my horses when I was growing up, and I would take them away from the herd. They'd all be whinnying back and forth to each other, right? Mm-hmm. So we look for minis that are okay with being away from the herd, and then their size. They need to be able to go into these small spaces. And even we have different size minis, and even like if we're visiting at a hospital bed, you might want to bring a mini that's a little taller so they can be up closer to the patient.
I just can't even imagine being in a hospital bed and seeing a mini horse come in to the room. I mean, it's what a blessing. I mean, like Renee said, we know all about therapy dogs, but this is just a whole nother avenue. I mean, right before we started recording, I was just outside laying in the pasture with my horse, not a mini horse, but it just brings you so much.
Yes,
joy.
I totally agree. But even like when we go to like one of our partnerships is with Shriners Children's Hospital, and we walk in and, you know, the parents might be waiting in the waiting room for their child who's in surgery. And, you know, you see the pain and the worry on their face, and we bring the minis over. And it, even if it's just for a minute or two where they kind of step back and they forget about that for a bit, or it's put in the back of their mind a bit. And it's amazing. like the good that we do. Yeah. So it's not only just the kids, it's, you know, family members.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Because I think one thing that I'm kind of blown away by is that you pick these minis, they come into these small areas, they're helping people and making them feel good. And I think a lot of people stereotype all small horses with ponies
right.
who really get a bad rap for being just totally mentally unstable, right?
Right.
So you're saying that mini horses, the animals that you're working with, are very different in temperament, correct?
Yes. And then we work with them also. That is a huge part of our volunteer program. It's just doing training with them and building that rapport.
Can you elaborate on that?
Sure.
Like, what does that look like?
So what we try to do is just make the minis comfortable with as many different environments as we can. And a lot of it can look like play, really. Like we use parachutes, you know, those big nylon parachutes that kids use in gyms and things. So they go going under the parachutes. We're flapping it around. We have them walking through hula hoops or over logs or playing with the exercise balls, but just making them comfortable with different things. So they're very chill. And then even like with medical equipment, like wheelchairs and walkers, we, you know, work with them that they're comfortable with these different things. Loud noises and quick movements, because a lot of times the kids or even adults, when they see them, they get so excited. And, you know, they jump up and down or come running up to them or, you know, scream a little bit. So we want them to be used to that. Walking on various surfaces. And they have the cutest shoes, I have to say. they're kind of like American Girl shoes or like Build-A-Bear shoes, but they're made specifically for miniature horses. And it provides a couple purposes. They, for when we go inside, it helps them so they don't slip on the floor, but it also keeps the floor sanitized, especially if we're in hospitals and things like that. And then our minis are potty trained, if you can believe it.
Really?
Yes. So
what?
In all of the things that we do with them, we just enforce, you know, positive reinforcement. So they know when they have their halter and vest on that they're working, and they know that they go to the bathroom in their minibus or in their stall. And just like a toddler, like when you start potty training a toddler, you give them positive reinforcement or praise. So they go to the bathroom on the toilet for the first time and you're jumping up and down and clapping and, you know, giving them hugs. We kind of do the same thing for the minis when they go to the bathroom in their minibus or in the stall.
Chris, we're all so
that's amazing.
All of us are going to hire you to come to our farms to teach all one spot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Right.
How long does this desensitization program, I mean, I guess potty training included, how long does all of this training take?
Well, we start as soon as we usually get the, like, we just got two of the babies in December. So they're 7 and 9 months. And so we start immediately with them. And, you know, it's a continuous, we're always doing this, even with the ones we've had for years, we're just always working with them to do that. So, you know, some pick up on it a little quicker than others, but they're, you know, horses are smart.
That's amazing.
So Chris, all of our listeners are going to be, of course, tuning in. How is a way they can go and they can support this program? Or, you know, I live in that area and, you know, I'm somebody that would definitely benefit from participating in the program. How would they go about pursuing that?
Okay, so first and foremost, we ask that you follow us and share our posts on social media. It just helps us increase our outreach and our donations. If you live in the Chicagoland area and you want to volunteer in person, if you go to our website, which is www.maineinheaven.org, we have a volunteer page there that you can check out. But if you're not in the area and you still want to help us out, we our funding is, you know, basically by donations. We're a nonprofit organization, all volunteer based. You can contribute to our organization by donating, or we have this wonderful program called Mini Mail, where it's come in so handy during the pandemic because, you know, people are isolated. It's, you know, nursing homes and hospitals, you can't, you know, just go and visit. So we ask volunteers and other organizations to make cards or even buy little cards and write a nice little warm message on the back. And then we deliver the mail to these people that are isolated. And who doesn't love to get a letter or, you know, something in the mail, especially if it's from the minis. So that's another way you can help out. But
I think that's so darling to get a mail from a mini horse. Oh, I love that, Chris.
I know, that's so, so sweet. So to piggyback off of that, I mean, I can't imagine what would be maybe even more memorable, but I know you've been doing this for what you said, 3 years. Can you maybe share some or one of your most memorable moments or just like really what fuels your fire? And
yes. So being a volunteer has been fantastic. But if I didn't believe in this program, this visit cemented it forever for me. We were going to Shriners Children's Hospital in Chicago, and I was with our rock star, Minnie Hope. She's, if you go on our website, she's the white and gray Pinto. We come off the elevator, and there's a little girl, she's probably 3 or 4, and she's with her physical therapist. She's using her walker and she's crying and she does not want to do her physical therapy. It's painful. She's done, you know? And so I bring Hope up to her and I ask her if she wants to pet Hope. And she shook her head no. She was kind of, you know, a little intimidated and afraid of Hope. So I just, you know, talked with her and showed her how I pet it. And I said, would you like to take Hope for a walk? And, you know, her eyes got huge like saucers and she shook her head yes. So I put the lead line over her walker and off she goes. She just starts walking. And her physical therapist was blown away. Her mom was crying. She was just so overjoyed. And she actually took Hope out into their community garden to show Hope the tomato plants that they were growing. And actually we have a video of this interaction on our website, and I urge you to watch it. Bring some tissues because you'll probably cry. I cry every time I see it. Just to see the connection between the mini horse and this little girl, Hope, the horse, is looking at her, like telling her, okay, you can do it. It's okay. And when the little girl would walk slowly, Hope would slow down. When she would walk a little faster, Hope would, you know, speed up. I mean, it's just amazing thing to see. So if you would watch that, I love it. It's amazing. That by far is my most memorable moment. Another, and this didn't happen to me, but it happened with another volunteer. We were at a memory care facility that treated Alzheimer's patients. And this man, the employees told us that he probably won't talk to you because he, you know, he doesn't say much. But we brought the mini up to him and his eyes just lit up. You could see like the sparkle in his eyes. And he said, I used to have horses. And we had the volunteer and him had a little conversation and he loved it. So just for him to talk about it when they told us he's probably not going to say anything. It's just, again, making those connections. And even if it's just for a brief moment to make somebody happy or to just make that connection where they're like, oh, you know, I remember this, I think is just amazing. Oh,
Renee, are you crying?
Truthfully, I am. I'm sitting here choking up because, you know, like I said in the beginning, I know I'm a sap, but this really does touch my heart. And like I said in the beginning, I know what that's like. You know, my Newfoundland dogs are probably only just a little bit smaller than your mini horses. And, you know,
oh, they're probably bigger.
That's true. They probably
are. Our babies weigh maybe 70 pounds.
Oh, okay. So little, yes, little they guys. Definitely are bigger. And, you know, as you're talking, like I got goosebumps, especially the Hope story. And, you know, when you see, you know, a child or even an adult who's nonverbal and then you see them talk. Oh, I'm crying. I'm definitely very emotional about this, you know, because I usually tell people until you've experienced that, you really don't understand the impact that animals can have on people. And I know that you definitely understand that, Chris. And,
yes.
You know, so tell me like what this program has taught you about life.
Wow. So I'm a teacher in my real job. So, you know, I love kids, right? And you want to see, always you want to see kindness. And I think that volunteering with these, we call them little balls of miracleness, these minis, they just that a little bit of kindness and caring and compassion goes so far, that making these connections with people who need to smile, or maybe they're just having a bad day, they're in pain, just taking their mind off their troubles for a little bit, it's priceless. So sharing these miniature horses with others, I think it really does make a difference in people's lives.
Sure does. Oh,
I think, is it something, yes, Chris, that we are able to share? Because, I mean, it's something, I mean, when you think about just owning animals in general or volunteering somewhere or anything like that, the connection, I know we kind of touched on it in the beginning, the connection between human and any animal, mm-hmm, especially horses, trust me, I get it. I know it's unlike anything else. And so to be able to, for you all to be able to go and share that, I think it's something that if somebody has, right, never even seen a mini horse or a horse in general, but they see this video or they see something that's just so uplifting, I mean, the positivity and the happiness is,
right,
I mean, it can be spread everywhere, yes, through, yes, things, yes, like, yes, that.
Well, Chris, I think that we are all just sort of reclined here and beside ourselves. If people want to find out more about you, they can check on Instagram. They can visit your website.
Org. Yes.
Okay. Maineinheaven.org. Maineinheaven on Instagram.
We have a Facebook page also. Okay. Check out our Facebook page.
And follow us. Okay. And we can also donate on the website, which is, like we said, maineinheaven.org. You can leave a donation there, which I absolutely know I will.
Thank
be.
You.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel blessed to be able to work with these, not only these mini horses, but to work with the wonderful volunteers that we have. It is an amazing organization.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. I'm proud of you all. I feel prideful when I get the opportunity to know people like you. So I know it, we thank you, and thank you so much for being here today.
And yes, and thank
everybody,
you.
Everybody, please go check them
nice
out.
Talking with you all. We love to share these minis with everybody.